Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If I were to ask you what Charleston, South Carolina and Sussex, England have in common, of course you would say literature, wouldn't you? Because obviously you have attended our next guest's event before. Leah Ryan is director of the Charleston to Charleston Literary Festival, coming to the Holy City November 7th through 10th. We have her on the phone from her office in Charleston. Leah, welcome.
I'm so happy to be here.
Give us the background on this festival, and why isn't it called the Charleston to Sussex Literary Festival?
That's a great question. Over in Sussex, England, in the beautiful rolling south downs of the countryside, there is a little farmhouse called Charleston. It was home to the Bloomsbury group of artists, painters, thinkers, writers for most of the 20th century. It was owned by Vanessa Bell and Duncan Grant. When they passed away, it was slated to be destroyed. But then a group of people said, no, we're going to save it, turn it into a museum, and then they began running a huge literary festival out of it. Now in its 30th year, the Charleston Festival over in Sussex, England, has become one of the preeminent festivals in the UK.
This is the third year for your festival.
Yes. They decided that they wanted to branch out and come see what they could do in the United States. And they found a wonderful partner with the Charleston Library Society, another amazing historic organization. It's actually been in existence since 1748. Its current home is this beautiful building that was created in 1914. So they sort of found a kindred spirit. And together, the two organizations created a third organization called the Charleston Inc., a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And our aim is to bring a world-class festival of literature and ideas here to Charleston, South Carolina.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening this year.
We've got a lineup of speakers talking about topics from China to the swinging 60s. We're going to be talking about the news and all of the ways that media is changing. We're going to be delving into a lot of history. We have Joyce Carol Oates, who is possibly the most prolific author of our time. We have David Blight, whose book on Frederick Douglass, Prophet of Freedom, won the Pulitzer Prize for 2019. We've got some great fiction writers coming as well. Rebecca Mackay's The Great Believers was a runner-up for the Pulitzer Prize, and it's about 1980s Chicago and the AIDS epidemic. So we're really spanning a lot of different topics. Our sessions are never just lectures. We put people up on stage and pair them up and let them have really interesting, in-depth conversations about some of, you know, the most interesting topics of our time.
Now, what have been the challenges in creating this festival and partnering with another city overseas?
I don't want to call them challenges. I mean, when I sit back and look at it, to me, it's always just been opportunities. I've gotten the opportunity to go over to Sussex, England, to see how they do things, which is really exciting. I suppose one of the challenges is just bringing people over, but the festival has been so embraced by the city. It's hard for me to look at anything as a challenge, per se.
Well, I imagine that having a partner, an organization steeped in history and doing similar things has certainly helped.
Absolutely. I don't think we could do what we do without the support of our partners. They've been wonderful, and, you know, everything from providing us spaces. This year, our annual gala will be held at the Charleston Library Society, which has just undergone extensive renovations. The interior is so stunningly beautiful. So just having that sort of space is huge for a little growing festival. It's given us, you know, room to sort of stretch and be where, you know, if we were always scrambling to find out where we needed to be, that can be difficult. And then just having contacts overseas just offers us a wealth of interesting speakers that maybe if we were strictly an American organization, you know, maybe we might not have access to some of those people.
Well, Leah, one more time, give us the dates and the location of the upcoming festival.
The Charleston to Charleston Literary Festival will run from November 7th through the 10th of 2019. All of our sessions are taking place at the historic Dock Street Theater at 135 Church Street in downtown Charleston. And again, we'll be having that awesome gala at the Charleston Library Society, which is 164 King Street.
Leah, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Leah Ryan is the director of the Charleston to Charleston Literary Festival. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.